Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, Kristen, if I could give you one piece, just one piece of parenting advice from a guy that has a 16-year-old, and I'm watching you with Jimmy now, who's two, right? And I see the same complaint, the same tension between parents and their kids all the time. If there's one piece of advice I can give you, it's keep Jimmy off of the screen time for as long as you can.
I think that's what every parent says. Now, and that's what, going into parenting, Bart and I, we were like, we're very cognizant of screen time. I mean, and this is the pot calling the kettle black. Like, I'm addicted to my phone and I recognize that. And I'm on screens way too much. Then you become a parent and you realize how hard it is. And the screen can literally like save your sanity. So I think there is a delicate balance. Like, I don't want to come down on parents who do use screens. I think if you use them responsibly and you're also using them for like educational tools, I think they can be helpful and beneficial, because a happy parent and a sane parent is going to be a better parent. But also, you do not want your child addicted to those screens. So do we use screens in our homes? Absolutely. Do we try to use them sparingly? Absolutely.
I am in the process right now, and my son and I rarely have tension in our relationship. The one thing I have really put my foot down about, though, lately is the amount of screen time that he has been on his phone. And we're weaning back down to what I consider to be still a very large piece of real estate that's not even healthy now, but just getting him from where he is to what doctors now are saying is a healthy place. Mm-hmm. 3-4 hours on your phone, that's all right. 3 or 4. Even that seems to me like a long time. But I understand that we're living in 2023 and they're on their phones. But I want to read this story here from Reddit over the weekend. And again, it starts early, man. And before you know it, I'm one of the parents that fell in it. Before you know it, you really are using it as time to get your work done or whatever, and your kids are on their phone, and 1 hour turns into 2, turns into 3, turns into 5, turns into... Those of you that are giving unlimited time to your kids on their screens, I just want to warn you now, man. I just want to warn you right now that the research is really just starting to come out, because this is still relatively new in overall medicine on the damage that it's doing to our kids. And I'm taking it super, super seriously. I can see it in my own home. Like, the statistics on kids with anxiety and depression and the attachment to the phone, there's a real correlation there. So this is one that caught my attention this weekend, because sincerely, I'm sort of in a crisis situation with my 16-year-old with this. We're trying to make adjustments, and it's been very, very difficult. So he writes, or she writes, my son is almost 6. He's really smart. He reads chapter books. He puts together 100-piece puzzles. He can add and subtract fractions. He can make elaborate creations and scenarios with Legos, blah, 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 ride a bike, trampoline, the whole thing. And when he does all those things, when he has to go to the bathroom, he stops and he goes to the bathroom to do what he's got to do. Remember, kid, 6 years old. But if he's watching a screen, he won't. And I want to tell you, in this Reddit feed, this was not the only person complaining about a 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 7-year-old that will not get off their screen and just decide to pee and poop themselves while they're on their screen. This was not one person. This was comment after comment after comment, right? So, yeah, he pees all over himself. Then he lies about it. When she says, hey, you know, when he's got his screen in his hand, don't forget to go to the bathroom. He's like, I got you, Mom. I'm still dry. It's all good. And then she comes back and he's peed and he's pooped himself. She says, I know. All I should do is take away his screen time. And then she says, I have. And I do. He hasn't gotten to watch TV for over a week, and he just got his tablet back today. I made him pee before I gave it back to him. I reminded him to go pee after half an hour, and I know he got off his bed, but I don't know if he made it all the way to the toilet or just climbed down and said, I did it, and then went back to his game. Because when I came to collect the tablet, his bed and his clothes were completely soaked in pee. I had just finished the last of the laundry in the house, and she says, I just lost it. She said she called him disgusting and a lazy baby and packed his tablet away in my room. So she's just so frustrated, and now it's just getting worse and worse and worse. She says he's been to a doctor. There is nothing physically wrong with him. He's not autistic or intellectually disabled. He doesn't have daytime accidents when doing anything else. But if I put Disney Nature on so I can clean or take a shower, he will pee himself. I put a potty in his room. Remember, he's 6 years old. I've taken all his blankets and stuffed animals except one special comfort item. He's not allowed on any of my furniture except his bed and the easily cleaned dining room chair. Otherwise, he sits on the floor. He tried the potty watch, but it just doesn't work. So she says, and no screen time now while we're home all day. She writes in capital letters, it sucks for me too. That's basically the only time he leaves me alone. And in a week when he gets his tablet back, nothing will have changed. He will get distracted by the game, soil himself once again, and then tell me that he didn't do it. And then she's like, what am I supposed to do?
I don't have a clue.
Oh, man.
Right? Well, it sounds like she's taking, like, everything away from him except the tablet, right? Like, okay, you're going to pee yourself while you're on the tablet? I'm taking away your favorite stuffed toy. Take away the tablet, man.
And it got to the point where she called her own child names.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That breaks my heart.
It's bad all the way around. So I don't know what the answer is here. And as a parent that has given my son too much screen time, so as a parent, I think that I'm part of the problem. I created that. I didn't put the restriction on it. So now he's at a place where he is. So backing him off of it is my problem also. So as a parent that's going through it, I would just suggest, man, keep it healthy right from the start. Don't be the parent that needs to be liked. Be the parent that is to be respected. And in this case, you really got to do it because they will run with that screen time for as long as you give them. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.